Hey, good morning. 6:32.
You got some Gatorade?
You need a Pedialyte, buddy. That's what you need.
You ever done that?
No, I've never had it, but everyone says it's so great. I don't know.
So I was at the old dollar store, not recently, but when they were open, they have like a dollar store version of it. It's a lot cheaper. And I was thinking about trying it. Wish I would have bought some this morning.
You could use it right now.
Yeah, right.
You need some greasy food and some electrolytes. So you still hungover then, Hunter?
Yes.
Still
for God's
hungover.
Sakes, it's only been like 5 minutes. It takes a while, Barack.
Perfect. Don't be such a pussy. Let's do your rock news and rock history.
Here's your Plan B morning show rock news with Brock and Hunter.
You know what? I hope you forgot your Mountain Dew this morning.
I didn't. I'm looking at it right now. Actually, you know what? I'm going to take a sip out of it right now.
Oh, sweet. Yeah, I was going to say you seem pretty spitely this morning. What is it? Spitely? Sprightly?
Sprightly.
Sprightly.
Sprightly. Very sprightly. Yeah. Mm-hmm. You do not. You sound hungover, and it's hilarious to me. I love it.
I know it's hilarious to you.
It's the greatest thing ever. As always, your rock news and rock history brought to you by Honor Credit Union. Honor Credit Union?
Come be part of it.
Well, some sad news. Adam Schlesinger, the co-founder of Fountains of Wayne and Ivy, plus an Emmy and Grammy winner for his work on television, died Wednesday morning from the coronavirus, complications from the coronavirus. He was only 52. A statement from the band's attorney said, quote, although he had been making some small improvements over the last few days, Adam's condition was critical and he was ultimately unable to recover from COVID-19 complications. He was truly a prolific talent and even more so a loving and devoted father, son, and friend. The band's biggest hit, obviously, was Stacy's Mom. You all know that Stacy's Mom has got it going on. Yeah, that'll be stuck in your head for the rest of the day. But Adam actually had a prolific career outside of Fountains of Wayne, too. He was nominated for an Oscar and Golden Globe for writing the theme song to the 1996 Tom Hanks movie, That Thing You Do. He also received Tony nominations for his work on the musical Crybaby. In addition, he wrote more than 100 songs for the CW show Crazy Ex-Girlfriend and won an Emmy for one of them last year. He won previous Emmys for other songs he did and Tony Awards. He worked with Stephen Colbert, Sesame Street.
Wow.
During the time of his death, he was working on a new musical with Sarah Silverman. Adam leaves behind two daughters, his life partner, Alex Morley, his parents, and a sister. So definitely, you know, way too young. 52 is just awful, and it's terrible to see that. So definitely thoughts and prayers going out to the family and his kids and everything. It's a bummer, man. It is. So
it's sad, you know. He did have a lot of great music too.
Yeah,
so it's the most popular one you probably know is Stacy's Mom.
Stacy's Mom for sure. And obviously you don't realize it because you're not up there seeing him perform it. But you know that Tom Hanks film. That's a great movie. Mm-hmm. Doing That Thing You Do. So I mean, writing that, the guy had some writing and singing chops for sure. All right, there you go. That's your rock news. Let's do your rock history.
On this day in rock history.
On this day, ooh, boy.
What?
There's a couple good ones.
Do them all.
Do them both. Well, okay, so here we go. On this day, 1978. Actually, on this day, 1975, Kiss released Rock and Roll All Night. And then on this day in 1978, Kiss released the album Double Platinum. So a big day for Kiss.
Wow.
In separate years. So I love Rock and Roll All Night. I love that song. And the Double Platinum album is baller, dude. So.
April 2nd. Can we just call it a Kiss Day?
Let's do it. And celebrate by kissing.
No, we can't do that.
That's true. That's right. We can't. Virtual kisses. All right, there you go.
Did you ever kiss me over the... You know,
you're not doing it. You're not kiss me back.
I'm not kissing you back.
That's your rock news and rock history brought to you by Honor Credit Union.
Come be part of it. No.